looks familiar.
Thank you.
Is that the proper protocol?
Is it supposed to start at 5? It starts at 6, right?
Can I grab one?
No, this is for the...
This is for the event. Okay, I understand.
Thank you.
Do you have your agenda? Do you need one? Because you're running the meeting.
Yes, I do not have it.
Yes, you need one.
I've got my computer.
I can print.
I got one on my computer. Okay.
Fine, perfect.
Thank you.
Yeah, you just sort of go through.
That's this week.
Roll call, so I already did call to order.
Sure.
6:07.
So it's South Kingstown Sustainability Committee meeting, August 21st, 2017. It's approximately 7:08.
6:08.
Oh, 6:08, that's right, sorry.
All right, roll call.
Chris Hubbard.
Hannah Marini.
And Angela Tony is absent.
And Tony Silbert here. Okay, so we want to talk, I guess first order of business is, well, do we need to go through any of the other information or minutes from past session?
Your minutes are not on the agenda, so no.
Okay. Okay, so we want to talk about the Sustainable SK Forum, the solar tour logistics, meetings with town and school departments, stakeholders, and any other priorities and work tasks. Is the correspondence include the email that I received, or is that? Or is there other correspondence that this is regarding?
That's a general placeholder, so you can bring it up during that session.
Okay. I did receive an email, a call and an email from a friend of mine that reached out to the town council with an item that got directed toward to us, and I guess they did send that whatever was sent to me also to you previously.
They did.
We can talk about
that
more when we get there.
Yeah.
Are there any other agenda items that you would like to add?
Can I borrow this? And so did I got an email from John Schock today that the stormwater abatement plan for protecting the Nair River is out for public comment, and that there's a meeting on Thursday night here. I think it's an open meeting to discuss.
Interesting.
Is that a meeting with New York Holding? The town?
Yeah.
Yep. What's that?
Yes, it was a meeting that the town was holding.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. How is the town involved with stormwater going into the Nair River? What's like the town? Do you know what the town's like government involvement is in that?
So we have the Nair River is one of our RIPD water bodies.
Okay.
So basically, the town is required Rhode Island Pollution Discharge Elimination System.
Mm-hmm.
The town is required to create a plan for reducing the pollution into those water bodies.
Interesting.
So that's what this plan would be. And once we have the plan, then we can ask for funding to implement the plan.
Cool.
And we have, as a town, 9 RIPDs water bodies, which is the most of any town on Rhode Island.
Wow.
And more than many towns in Chicago. Although, if you talk to John Schock, we might say this on Thursday, it seems that a lot of the pollution is due to fecal content. Too much that we as a town can actually do to mitigate that.
Yeah.
Sure, it's all
diapers for ducks.
Right.
They should do a recommended reading in that plan, that book for kids, Everybody Poops.
Yes. Makes sense. Animals too.
Animals too.
Okay.
Okay. Anything else?
No.
All right. So why don't we start with the forum, and in front of you have a draft outline agenda. And this is based on the email that I sent out right before I went off on vacation. Oh, you didn't?
No.
Oh, that was an email that I sent out right to the sustainability, or the this community forum subcommittee.
Oh, your subcommittee.
Which at the time included Chelsea, Angela, and Abel. And then Abel had to recuse himself.
Yeah, so basically the town manager said that because he sits on the town council and this committee makes recommendations to the town council, he really should not be involved in creating those recommendations.
Even though it's not a recommendation, so still there's no way, I mean, but we can go back to him and say, here's our agenda, are there other people that...
We can ask him to talk, maybe.
Yeah, I mean, I think the line sort of is, if it's just for information gathering, you can engage him,
mm-hmm.
But to like officially sit on the subcommittee is probably not the best
thing. Yeah. Okay. So
that's fair. As long as we can engage him, I think that's still productive.
Exactly. And he provided some good input via email. So the subcommittee meeting that we were going to have didn't actually happen because Abel couldn't do it. And so
we didn't post it. Which we also found out that even if it's a subcommittee meeting of just two people, we still have to post it 2 days
notice. Oh, really?
So yes. Then Angela and I just went to the bar.
It
was not an official subcommittee meeting.
So I do have a couple of things on this that I have, since our last meeting, been informed of. As an official committee of the town, we cannot get sponsors. That's one thing. We also cannot get people to provide food for the committee because it's seen as a gift to the town. So unless you wanted to go through that, really the only option that I see here is to go through some kind of like public advertisement and response process where you let anybody who wants to, like, literally anybody out there who would want to be a sponsor be one, or anybody out there who wants to give you food and drinks, give it to you. You can't sort of target individual businesses and say, you are going to sponsor the sustainability campaign.
Isn't there a $25 limit, though, on ethics for donations?
Yeah, but if, like, one business was going to sponsor all the food,
I wonder if we can get around it though by saying, I'm thinking like $25 buys a pretty good amount of cheese and crackers. So I'm wondering if we could do like a couple sponsors and say, would you like to make a donation for food? And we'll put like, so we could do like multiple. I think there is a limit.
So
I'm not sure if it's for individuals.
So I'm just trying to figure out, this is an event, not a subcommittee meeting.
But it is still a town sponsored event.
Is it a town-hosted event or a town-sponsored event? And what's the difference?
Sort of both, right? I don't think there's a difference there necessarily. It's a town-hosted or a town-sponsored because it's being organized by an official committee of the town. And so there's a perception there that if you allow specific businesses to sponsor such an event, they might have...
preferential treatment.
Yes.
Can we not call them sponsors and call them something else?
Well, they can't give you money. They can't give you any sort of gift.
So food is considered a gift?
Yeah. Anything.
The greatest gift of all.
So what if
you
think about having a barn?
I already have the barn.
So like, I think
event set.
Space, and if it's a non-profit,
and
I'm not sure if there's different rules for that.
They're going to donate the space to us.
Well, could they in some way funnel the food through the
bond and have them about Eco News or Rai as like a vendor handling all
maybe
of that.
I can check on that.
Do we have a budget? That was
Angela's.
Committee
has no budget.
Committees have no budget.
Well, some committees do, but this one does not. It was established after the budget was enacted.
So we have no budget and we can't fundraise.
Well, no decision, no real decision making. No one can serve on any subcommittees.
No talking about it.
And we can't talk to each other.
So first order of business is to ask for a budget for next year.
Yeah, so you do for a budget. I mean, you could send correspondence to the town council and say, we want to hold events, we need some funds. Give us a budget. I mean, that could be one option.
Yeah.
And I'll check into whether or not, like, a nonprofit could sponsor your events, like SKLT or...
They're already planning on donating the space?
The space, yeah. And I know we have meetings at their barn all the time.
So okay.
I know that that's acceptable.
Yeah.
I'm still...
Other than the $100 cleaning fee.
Yeah.
That they asked if you're...
If we can provide, which we can't provide.
Oh man!
And the planning department doesn't have a budget to like give you.
Right. I'm sure it's tight across the board.
Committee members can't pay for.
Especially if we could, if we really wanted to, but you shouldn't have to.
So can we do a little more?
Can I just talk about what the event is and what?
Yeah,
just
a little bit.
Just so that we have the image there before the then we hopefully can figure out creative ways to get around any of these things, because I think it's. The way I'm framing it, and I've, again, talked to Angela about this, is cocktails and conversations to ensure a sustainable South Kingstown. So sustainable SK as the big sort of thing. And it's just inviting people, community members, to a what I'm calling a fun and lively conversation about the things that are happening and things that people would like to see that would ensure the sustainability of South Kingstown. So very simple. It would start with some mixing and mingling. There'd be a little intro to say, here's what we're going to do. Have like four speakers that are more framers, 3 to 5 minutes each. And there's some examples, some that Abel had sent, some that I had put in, and some that Angela had also given to me. And then 10 one-minute community exemplars. So these are more the exemplars or the doers that are doing this stuff. So not framing the big picture, big impact. These are the people that are doing it. And there's some examples. We have up to 10. I am not wed to who the 10 are or who the 4 are. I just think for the 4 or 5 most framers, we should have someone from business, someone from government, someone from nonprofit, someone from a university, something like that is a good mix. And there's some examples there. So 15 minutes for the framers, and then approximately 15 minutes to introduce and give the 1 minute to each of the exemplars. Then we break off in groups, table groups, or non-table groups, just groups, for around 30 minutes and have conversation and get the ideas from community members to see what they think would make SK more sustainable into the future. A little bit of a brief report out, close, and then back to mixing and mingling. So the plenary sort of hearing what groups came up with, we would capture those ideas, and that would be input to us as to what the community says would help make SK more sustainable. And any closing comments, shout outs, and the sort of the questions or notes and questions that I had, like I said, land trust confirmed the 21st from 5 to 7:30. Just wanted us to pay the $100 cleaning fee. They normally rent it out for $350. I thought that they could be both a sponsor or whatever we call non-sponsors, and a potential framer or an exemplar. I don't care. EcoRI, I think, do you guys know those EcoRI news?
Yep.
They worked with us last time to coordinate a lot of this stuff, both the electronic invitation, they've got a 1,200-person mailing list. Like I said, we booked up within 3 weeks, 120 people. We didn't have any more tickets left. They also handled, I think, some of the insurance documents that's required when you're having food and beverage at the barn, which Julia is going to send me from the Land Trust. My question about do we have a budget? And then I was thinking we'd like to have like some local food and drinks.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know, last time Phil's did it, and James what's his last name, James Corey, bartender.
Where?
A bartender. He has his own bartending service. So he coordinated, though. He was like the guy that I went to, handled all the food and drinks, and was the bartender for the event, which was awesome. And then fast forward, I ran into him. He's at the manager at George's, and George's is say that they're doing sustainable type of, I guess, I'm seafood. But that could be interesting. I don't know who the other sustainable food vendors type of folks might be, but that could be fun and interesting. So that's as far as we got it. Then got feedback from Chelsea a little bit, Angela and Abel. So far.
More confident. I've never been there, but I guess a lot of people have things like Wales Brewery in town.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know that.
And
you can get them.
You know, it could be that people could purchase their own. If you had that place like that, you could purchase their own.
Yep.
If they wanted to and not have us supply it. And, you know, it's a in town business establishment.
Yep.
And sustainable, since they're making the beer right here.
Yeah.
Right here.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know what that space is.
Yep.
We had them there before.
It's great.
We had the Whalers was one of the folks that showed up, and they did bring like enough beer for folks. James made like a, I don't know if it was a margarita or some sort of drink that was the drink. And then Sons of Liberty wasn't able to participate, but they were interested, so that could be.
Yeah, because you can have a bunch of Sons of Liberty too. We were at one together.
Yes.
Where they let you bring food.
Yeah.
That might almost make. So I'm trying to figure out. I'm still just thinking about money, and it might. I want to know if we would have to pay to rent one of those places if people are going to be buying things,
okay.
You know, or if they would just let us, or if it would could even be less formal. You know, give us an area instead of the whole place.
Okay.
You know, and then.
They would be happy to, I mean, like Whalers was happy to go to the land bar.
Yeah.
The land trust. So
okay.
I'm open to either because Whalers is a fun place. It'd be.
Yeah.
But if you could just go down to people purchasing stuff. You know,
yeah.
Yeah, I think that would be fine. And I do really want to get, I'm not trying to be nitpicky, but I had to sit through like ethics training when I worked at the state, and it was. People can give you gifts, but it can't be any more than $25. So that always kind of stuck in my head because then it wasn't like really someone trying to get something from you. So I'm wondering if but that's the law, but it doesn't mean that the town can't make a business decision and say, we don't want anybody taking any gifts. So
and
that's entirely possible.
And $25 to me, see, I was thinking, you're going to have someone come in and provide food for 100 people.
Right. Or value, you know? So if we get El Fuego to do tacos or...
Yeah. But does it matter if we're not getting the benefit of that, if it's community that's getting the benefit? We could pay. I don't care. What if we just paid for us as the committee member and paid for our own stuff? We're providing for the community. That's different, isn't it? Like, I couldn't buy you necessarily drinks.
I think the perception is that if you have specific people sponsor a town event, provide food for a town event, that business might get preferential treatment
in the future,
for a future unknown business.
Okay,
so,
That's the dilemma.
So then if you're saying perception, then that's, then, so we are... We would always get told there's illegal, unethical, and icky. And perception is icky.
It's icky, right?
It's icky, but it's not the rule, but that's the icky was always what the decisions were made around because that's what people actually sticks in people's heads. So this may not be illegal, unethical, but it's icky.
And I think the town, at least what I was told is that the town has discouraged that. So I was thinking when you were talking about whether you could put out sort of an open call for people who want to showcase their sustainable local food. You know what I mean? And have them, like, so you know, the State House has Ag Day.
Huh.
And they sort of bring their own, everyone brings their food that they want to sort of say, oh, this is our local food. I wonder if we did something like that, if it wouldn't count, because you're basically opening it to anyone who wants to show up.
would that be moving it to people from Southeastern County?
For South County in general, maybe? Don't know.
I prefer South County because then I know some other, like Georgia's is not South County. So.
But let me see if I can get you some more clear rules about it.
I'm trying to find out what the budget. I'm trying to find out what the budget is, but if I had to guess, it was probably around $500.
Yeah.
If I had to guess, I don't know if when Dan posted it there, if he paid the land trust or if he just paid the cleaning fee. But he basically had fills for food, the wine and beer, the Whalers donated, had. Paid the bartender, had a couple of people that were helping with registration and other things. They had URI musicians, stuff like that, sort of entertainment.
I mean, and you could, if it's $500, you could, again, request the town council to give you $500.
Yeah.
Right.
You know,
yeah.
You might have to wait a month to make it actually happen. I think you probably would not get authorization for them before September.
Right.
Well, they only have their next meeting on September 11th. So
it'd be cutting it close if they say no.
So we should probably schedule our community kickoff meeting in 2 years from now. Ask for a budget.
That's really what this is from a framing perspective too, like for the town, either if we ask for it or if we're trying to get them to see that this isn't really icky. It's just a kickoff meeting to this new committee to try and get people excited and working together about sustainability initiatives in the town. But
since this first one is such,
I get it, I really do. It just stinks.
Since this first one is so close, is something like seeing if we could just do it at Whalers and let, you know,
Get
their own food and drinks. Maybe they could even arrange for a food truck or two to be parked outside or something.
You could do
like
that. You could do food truck.
Food truck at Whalers or food truck at the Land Bar?
Either way.
Yeah.
Is there an outside spot you could have it where you have a food truck?
Yeah. They've got, you know where the parking lot is and they've got that.
I've never actually been there.
They've got a front deck, and they've got a space that I'm assuming.
Yeah, big parking.
Sure, they could block off a spot for the food truck.
If you wanted to have someone come and just have cash bar, people pay for their own drinks.
Yeah.
And then you have food trucks, people pay for their own food.
Can they have a drink ticket for a free drink, or does that go beyond the $25?
It's still a donation someone's giving.
Okay. Oh, it's a total amount that's that.
Do you want to just see if we can do this one at Whalers?
Whalers doesn't have food, do they?
No. Do they now?
No.
But we could probably get food trucks there.
El Fuego delivers it.
By inviting certain food trucks or whatever they find to sell things, is that
that should be fine.
Make a
it's a little lame, but
my first preference would just be to see if we can get a budget request. I'll find out exactly what it was, and if that would be the easiest if we could get a budget.
And we might have to bump it to October. That realistically,
yeah, that's okay.
We could pull it off, but I think it'd be really stressful to get to figure out if it's going to happen or not 10 days before. And if we had to cancel it, I wouldn't want to cancel.
No.
I wouldn't want to postpone if we have speakers lined up already.
If you want to make a budget request, you would want to make that motion today.
Okay.
So that we can go to the town meeting.
Okay.
Because you as a committee have to sort of vote on that, decide it.
Okay.
With an amount.
Yeah. I'm trying to find out what the exact budget was. I don't want to guess higher or low. 100 people. I mean, 100 people times, that's like $5 a person kind of thing.
Yeah.
I
don't think we would have to. The other thing is, too, that I think $500 is, it would still, I think it's modest, but I think it goes a lot farther than just saying, hey, come to our event and buy your own stuff. Like, at least we could get people a drink or put some apps out, maybe, and then still have the other stuff, too. I think it's still inviting without making our first request be set a precedent that we're going to be an expensive committee for them.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, for the town council or for our community.
So I make a motion that we request a budget of $500 for the Sustainable SK Community Forum kickoff.
Seconded. Or so moved. I don't know. I don't know. Second.
I would maybe amend the motion to include an amount and pick an amount so we can agree on an amount tonight.
Did
maybe
you say $500? No.
Is that, will that be enough? Do you want to say not to exceed 1,000, but at your discretion once you find out what you need?
That's a better idea, because I was thinking it's probably somewhere between 500 and 1,000, and if we get the budget allotted, so not to exceed, can we amend this as we go?
Yep. You can amend your motion.
Not to exceed $1,000 to be confirmed. But I think it's probably somewhere around 500, but it might be other expenses.
And this way, if it comes in at 510, we don't have to meet and vote on it again.
Right, nice.
Okay, so Hannah, a second. Any other discussion?
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay.
Do you have a different proposal?
No, I guess I'm just not on board. Necessarily supplying food and drink. It seems to be outside the norm of how most things operate in the town. I don't know if I'm wrong about that. Or...
No, but I don't necessarily think that's a bad.
Well, I'm not saying bad thing. I'm just busted by uncertainty about this.
What would be your preference, just so that I have an idea?
My preference, I think, would be having people purchase their own now all along. And, I've not much problem with food. I mean, mostly the alcohol.
I'm still uncertain as to whether we can provide alcohol at a town event.
You're right.
I'm laughing because my husband used to work for the town for like 10 years, and one time when I was much younger and stupider for whoever's taking the minutes, brought a beer to a baseball game at a town field, and he was like, "You can't drink on town property." It was just like shocked and disgusted that I brought a beer.
I'm wondering
if that would be similar.
If I had to make a guess, I would say that you cannot provide alcohol at the town function.
Okay. That'd probably
you're probably hard. Right.
So
probably,
whatever.
That sounds correct.
It may make our cost estimate lower. I'm up for. Are we? It'd be helpful to find out if we can even sell alcohol or have
rules.
Yeah, we need $100 for cleaning anyway.
Yes.
So there's $100 of it.
Who would like to be the rule decipherer? Because that is not a strength or a skill of mine. I'm fine if anyone tells me what the rules are. My natural tendency is to put out what the big dream is and see how we can make this stuff happen, not to...
I like that approach, too.
Okay.
Let me see if I can get some clarity for you.
Okay, that would be helpful.
Now that I know exactly what you want to do.
Okay. All right. So moving on to the next order of business... Which is
good.
Yes?
Yeah.
This is on you, right? The solar.
I guess so, yeah. Since you have my
solar tour?
No.
Here's your agenda back. Just pass, just tell, just cue me up on the next one.
All right, well, I've been talking to people, and actually, we have Brad, I guess it's Ben, but down here. I've been in touch with the Urban Solar Energy Society, and they're willing to give us lawn signs for the houses that are going to be on the tour, or the properties that are going to be on the tour, and brochures that we can donate day of. I think we're still planning on having this being a meeting spot, town hall, and having some sort of display or about the large solar array that's going to be put on the landfill. In the process, I've so far located four properties that I mentioned to you on both Brad and Jordan's house, which is a passive house, and Craig Maynard's, which is another passive house built by Steve Dimitri, have agreed to be on the tour, and they're both houses which use relatively no external energy to operate, and they're built to a high European standard of construction.
Cool.
I think they're about, you know, two out of three in the state of these two houses. So those are kind of on there. Lucky Star Llamas, I think you know Tom and Helen and Drake.
I do.
You do meet with them. And actually, I talked to him the day he was coming over to meet with you. Anyway, they're outside of town. They're on Route 2 and right south of 138. They have a large llama farm. They have a large solar hot water array, large PV array. Have a composting operation for all the woods that their llamas produce, and they grow extended growing in a high tunnel. So they cover a lot of bases in regards to them. And I also am.
Did you say it's Lucky Llama Farm?
Lucky Star. And
sounds like a Chinese restaurant, just saying.
And,
Lucky Star Llama.
And I stopped and I talked to Ron O'Brien, one of the building inspectors in this town. And he has a really cute little small house in Green Hill. And he's installing the 5 kilowatt PV system. And the reason why I talked to him and I'd like to involve him is, first of all, his knowledge of the whole construction and the impact of putting solar panels on a roof. And also that he did it himself.
Wow.
And
wow.
Most of the time, that's a very unusual thing. And it was more of a thing that was done in the past than it's done nowadays. So anyway, he's pretty cool. I went to Laurel Lane, and I think they still have another meeting with the town before they can start.
Yeah, they're not supposed to install anything.
So I spoke to Joe Deb, and so he said that, you know, I said, well, this is the first one. Maybe we'll have another one, and at that time, you can. He was good with that, and he said we would talk after the meeting with the town, you know, so it was left open, but, you know, probably not going to happen there. And so I guess the other thing that comes up is, I spoke to a representative from Rhode Island that we can put, you know, I'll send information about that, I think. It would be worthwhile to have some make contact with the local newspapers, and sometime closer to the event, I guess sometime in September. And,
would you want to piggyback on Eco News RI as well?
Yeah.
They have a pretty big, like I said, big distribution list. It's like very synergistic.
And yeah, if your cocktails and conversations, excluding the cocktails, happens, if you shift it into October, if you think it's not enough time, then we could possibly do that like the second week, you know, or, you know, it's close. So they're kind of close that people come to that. They're informed about
the tour,
and yeah. See what people are doing in the town. I've talked to Angela also, and she was able to come up with potentially some other names for properties that could be on the tour. So I just wanted to hear from her.
Okay.
And I think that's about as far as I've gotten. I emailed Karen Stewart. I think it's Smart Power.
Solarize.
Yeah, but I think she's also.
Yes, she works
solar,
for.
She works for Smart Power. And,
yeah.
And she's like supposedly a community outreach organizer, so.
She is, yeah.
I was. I emailed her, I haven't heard back from her yet about.
I can contact her too.
That they could do to, if there's any. That they could help us day of or even before. But I did meet her when I went to the Solarize Charlestown meeting.
Go to
slide.
came clean, and but I met her.
They used to work with her.
I think that's all I have at the moment. And anyone else, if you know anyone has anything going on, you know, trying to get properties that, you know, kind of show people really kind of sort of moving towards a sustainable lifestyle.
I don't know one guy, Jim Hill, but I thought he was working for some company that sold solar. But I don't think it was a Rhode Island-based company. Does that sound familiar? I don't know what, you know, I could find out if you want, but I don't know if that's, if the goal is more, or just highlighting local.
We Brian, you know, I'm focusing on what's going on in South Kingstown.
Right, but the providers of the solar, are the solar providers from Rhode Island or elsewhere?
Primarily Rhode Island.
I don't think that matters.
It doesn't matter.
I don't think that matters as much. It's interesting, and I think it's very interesting, and it's noteworthy if they're from Rhode Island. But I think that this, to me, this is more about like these are things that people are already doing, and hopefully to serve as either inspiration or kind of education. I mean, personal, I'd say personal recommendations, and like that's why that's one of the models that Solarize kind of works off of is neighbors saying, hey, I got this on my roof. If you do it, then, you know, the price goes down, at least for Solarize. But so I think that they're, I think it's powerful to be able to go talk to people in your town about decisions they've made to make their home more sustainable.
Yep.
So to me, it's more about that. But yeah, I mean, you could. I have solar in my house, but I want to wait a couple more years because I did that before. I did a lot of other stuff. So it's not really ready for people to see. But the panels are up. I need to paint it now.
Huh? You need to do what?
I put the solar panels up before I even like painted the place, so it's I did things a little backwards, but it was important.
Very cool.
I'm on the 5-year plan for solar tours. I have a question about this. Do you? So I'm hearing, you know, EcoRI and advertising, and I think that that would be beneficial for both of these events. Is that something that we would also? We probably also need a budget for that as well.
Nope.
That's,
no. Be put on the calendar. It wouldn't be really advertised.
Okay. Because EcoRI has those banners on the side, and I know that that's they fund. That's one of their fundraising mechanisms. They're always desperate for money too.
I can find out because again, I didn't think that Dan paid for Joe to send out, and you know, when I talked to Joe Detz is her name. Do you know her?
I read the news thing.
So when I called her, I told her we were having this event. She goes, it's coming up sooner than I'm happy to get the word out to. And I told them they might be a great example as well.
Yeah.
You know, just as a.
Interesting.
They're more of an ecosystem builder of people that care about the environment.
Yeah.
So they're definitely in the same universe. Just like the.
They are, but I know like there are solar companies that advertise, you know, like on the, like actually on their website, like on the banner. So that's that part's probably. I'd be shocked if that was free, and frankly,
but I don't think
it shouldn't be. But
yeah, but I don't think that's not the kind of advertising. It's just you know how they have their newsletter that goes out.
Yeah.
Here are some upcoming events, and reach it out to their.
Yeah, we can reach out. We have. Contacts at the Independent and the Narragansett Times, so I'm sure if we let them know that we're doing this sort of series of events, they'll put on.
That'd be cool.
They, for some reason, love to talk about planning.
Really?
And the OERs have any contacts there.
The what?
Yeah, I actually have it on here, the Office for Energy Resources. I have a newsletter. I do a newsletter. And they still have like a solar stakeholder.
What is it called?
The office, the state's energy office. It's called the Office of Energy Resources.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So is there anything else you need from the committee at this time?
Well, if you could contact and where we are and see what they would be able to do for us.
Yeah, I will. I could try. Yeah, I wrote that down as well.
I just emailed them today. So
sure.
At the moment, I don't think so. But if I will need, you know, on the 21st, we need Bob to be here.
So can we go back to forum? Yeah, for the dates. I think if you want to make a request to the town council, you need to put a date in there for when you're going to actually have.
Okay, so, and do we have to assume that not the 21st? Is that correct?
Well, assumption? The, you mean it's not September 21st?
I mean, if
yeah,
if we can get the budget.
10 days.
What?
That's only 10 days after the council meeting. Council meeting is on September 11th.
Oh. And they can't vote on stuff?
They can, but what if they say no?
They can't vote on stuff ahead of time? You can't send in a thing, email proxy vote?
No.
Oh, yeah, that's right. They can't talk to each other either.
That's right.
Council, agenda only.
We didn't even have mail-in voting in this state.
Okay,
sorry,
so
I laughed at you.
I'm
going to
start working on a different committee.
It's a really good idea.
Which is one that I've done in other re-engineering for states and towns. Processes.
So that'd be great.
So we talked about the solar tour is on October 21st.
Yeah.
You can. I do.
Oh, nice. Good memory.
The forum wouldn't be on a Saturday. It would be on a Thursday. So you can move it to like October 5th. It would be a Thursday. Or. Maybe. Not the 12th, that's a Thursday, but we have our planning board meeting that night.
I would think before the 12th, rather than after.
So the 5th
so.
Would be that day.
I just need to see if the land trust is available, but can we just tentatively say yes to that?
Does that work for us?
Yes. I have nothing.
The 21st probably wasn't good because it was Rosh Hashanah, I guess, for some people. So I'll change it to October 5th. Thank you.
I do like snow. It's just it rotates. It's just, to me, it's pretty. See, this kind of snow is pretty, where it's still white.
Right.
Kind of, it's not brown.
That's it.
So I've got to get to the eye doctor.
Yeah, I was trying to read this. I thought this was related to what you were talking about. What is, who provided this?
Chris did.
Oh, okay.
Nice.
We're going to talk about, we'll talk about that under F, other priorities.
Okay, gotcha. All right, so are we good for the solar tour? Moving on to E. Meetings with town and school department stakeholders.
So we say that was October
5th.
That worked for you, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And you as well? So
yes.
It's all good? We just need to check with Angela and the land trust.
Except for the prez. We got to check.
Yeah. I don't remember this one. Did this get added?
So this was just so this is one of the other things that you had put as a priority was to initiate meetings separately with the town and then the school department.
Yep.
So just to put it out there and see if you wanted to discuss what that agenda might be, who would want to run that meeting, lead that meeting, just sort of general discussion on that. So
great.
Brainstorming on it.
So obviously it would be after the October things. We have a little bit more info. I don't know. So we're probably talking November, right?
Yeah.
For this. And what the main goal is? I'm just trying to. I need to go back and be reminded.
Yeah, I think that you talked about having meetings with the
school
sort of
boards.
Decision makers about processes and how they can maybe. You all can get a better understanding of how they make decisions on purchases and policies. And then once you sort of have that framework, come back, discuss ways that you could give them better recommendations.
Yeah, because it didn't have to do with this. The schools along with the town are the biggest users of energy. So
yeah, and I think it wasn't even necessarily just energy, because I think you had this as one of all in all three categories.
Okay.
So like I know for solid waste you talked about how the school department recycles or doesn't.
Yes.
You know, for energy, there was discussion about like purchasing equipment. Like what kind of vehicles do you purchase? You know, what kind of boiler do you purchase?
Yep.
So I think probably the first step with that would be to have a meeting just to talk about what that decision-making process is so that you all can get a better understanding of that. And once you can figure out what the process is, you can make recommendations on how to change it, if that makes sense. And then once you all come back together and discuss any recommendations you want to give them, you can officially, you know, give that to the council and the school.
Would it also, just a question, would it also be some sort of data collection, more than just how they make their decisions on certain things?
Yeah, whatever you want it to be.
Okay.
I have a question. Who is Mark Russo, facilities superintendent, energy manager?
So. Yeah, he's the facility superintendent, but he's also responsible for, he manages all the projects when we take on energy conservation project. He manages
that.
We also
recently facility superintendent here.
He is. Yeah, I think for the facility superintendent for all of the town, not school.
Okay.
We recently were informed by URI that they're going to stop managing our energy portfolio. So we, as a town, have to figure out who's going to take that over.
Say that again.
URI at one point started energy portfolios online for every community in the state.
Yeah.
And they have recently told us that they're not going to manage that anymore. So they want to hand it over to the town. So we're trying to figure out who takes on that role.
Is this that whole thing about having energy fellows and stuff like that in each town and stuff like that?
Yeah, I think... I'm not sure, but I know they applied for the
partnership,
the jobs grant.
Yeah.
And I think part of that was to continue, was to grow the Energy Fellows program.
Yeah.
So I'm sure. I'm sure right now it's a funding and bodies issue. You know, just getting.
Did you
people
go
there.
To those? Did you go to those facilitated sessions?
No, but I had Energy Fellows for other projects and like the. When I was working close to the OER, and they were working on the public energy partnership out of that office. So I knew about it, I was close to it, but I wasn't directly involved.
But I think they were actually trying to get energy fellows for the towns to do some of the stuff that you're talking about, which is like if you're looking for someone to do it and you don't have a resource. And
well, you have to pay them, though. The URI doesn't have the funding to pay them. They look for they get sponsors. So like
but
we have
business sponsors, correct?
Business sponsors or wherever they're go. If they're not inside the office, if they're outside the office, then they would have whoever is hiring them would have to pay for them. They're very limited funding for internal energy fellows.
Okay.
Which is unfortunate. It's a great program. I've used it 6 times. I probably had energy fellows. They're great.
Yeah.
And they're very useful and productive, and they're into it.
Yeah.
But it's just funding. Get everything else.
So
but
I guess for the meetings with town and school, we're gonna have to decide this now. But sort of think about what it is you want to achieve from those meetings. What the outcome is. And then we can craft the agenda based on that.
Yeah. What are your thoughts on what our goals should be?
First of all, my first question is, do they have an energy manager also in the school committee?
I don't believe that.
Well, I think we can stop right there. We already have them to have some one person, you know, that coordinates all this stuff for the school committee or the school department.
And hasn't a company been hired to do the facility study?
Yeah, they're in the middle of it right now.
So it'd be really nice to talk to them to see if that study includes looking at the energy consumption of the buildings and
nice.
Recommendations. And
nice. And I was going along that same line. You're coming up with questions. It'd be interesting just to take a similar tack to as the forum and start with something that says the sustainability committee is now in place. Our big thing is helping to provide input to the comprehensive plan. Two areas that immediately came as in terms of energy use, or if we're talking about energy, water, recycling, or the town and the schools, we would love to get your input on the things that you think would make your school buildings and facilities more sustainable. And, I don't know if we are more of a facilitator or helping to bring resources to them or helping because they have a different structure.
I don't even know if we know that yet.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's so very exploratory. Right?
Yeah.
It'd be nice to hear from them what their plans are and what they have done that's energy efficient and green. And
yeah.
From school specifically?
Well, certainly from schools, but also from facilities. And
so it sounds more like a data collection, kind of just finding out what they're up to and what they're already doing. And then, like you said, their decision-making process is important because that's part of the whole thing of do they have an energy person? Do they have this? Are they aware of
maybe it's informal meeting with a couple of people. The school department just find out those things.
Yeah.
As opposed to a larger, this is what you should be doing meeting.
I don't think it's what you should be, but if we're from the government, we're here to help kind of thing. I don't know.
And then before they start the approval process too.
When is that?
Well, it's not by end of December, by early January.
Yeah, I would say I probably after the first of the year is their budget for next year. Up until then, they're doing the capital.
I'm going to poke around a little to just get a definitive answer on the what's going on with the Public Energy Partnership and the Energy Fellows funding. So I think that would be a good connection to make, just while we're exploring. I want to make sure that I'm giving you guys correct information.
Is that a URI?
I know Kate Venturini really well,
yeah.
Who's the she manages the Outreach Center there.
Yeah.
So I was just going to ask her. I know that they didn't get that grant, but I know that they're going to apply again. They're trying to get creative too.
I know the person that
the real jobs
with
Rhode Island.
To get the real jobs Rhode Island grant that facilitated all of those things. So it's just probably more a status check, right, to see if they got it or if they are getting it.
They didn't get it.
Oh,
they didn't get it. Yeah, but they're so it's unfortunate. So was that the facilitated sessions you were talking about?
Louts. I was actually supposed to do that, and I didn't have time to do it. So I had them work with this woman, Betsy Louts.
Yep.
Who was also involved in policy and energy and was a really good fit and was working with Kate. And
does she work at Green Healthy Homes?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know her. I know her too. Yep. Okay. Well, I'm just going to, they didn't get it, but I'm going to see what the next step is for that.
Cool.
Because it'd be a real shame if Public Energy Partnership ended. So it's really helpful.
Okay, so I think that's good enough for now.
Okay.
Let me see what I can do so that meetings with some town and community department staff maybe for early November.
Yeah. You need one of us to be the lead on this, or can you?
Yeah.
Can we?
No, okay. You need me. I mean, it's good for you. So it could happen during the day, but you would, I guess you need to figure out if you want it to be, it needs to be a posted meeting of this board, so it would be,
does everything we do have to be a posted public thing?
Yes.
Because
you're a committee of the town.
So every interaction with anyone has to be a,
unless it's just like you.
Okay.
If it's the board trying to get data, board trying to get information so that you can make a recommendation, it has to be public. Yeah. Correct.
So every time we meet with anybody from like the school or anything like that, it would have to be a...
As a group. If one of you wants to volunteer to have a one-on-one meeting with the school and then summarize it, you can.
Oh, okay. Okay.
That would be fine.
It'd certainly be more time effective.
Yeah.
I'm happy to do that.
Okay.
During the day is no problem for me.
Okay.
I think to support you, you want a list of sort of questions to ask.
Yeah, I can help with that.
Is school the only one we want to? I think we had chosen a couple of groups, right?
Town. Okay, school and town.
School. Yeah. I'll look up my notes.
I didn't bring the beautiful notes that you had put together from that first chart.
I am gonna have them here somewhere. But yeah, I think really the stakeholder groups were school, town, community, and you have community covered with the forum.
Yep.
So school and town.
And then I think for town, probably the facilities manager, right? Because he's got all the buildings.
Yeah, I would say you probably have a facilities manager.
DPW.
Yeah, DPS. You probably have the building official. Maybe the town manager. Again, you could have just one person do it, or you could set it up as like a 4 o'clock meeting and get you all here and have a public discussion about it.
That'd be great if you're willing to do that. I think you just need...
I should probably stay away from that one.
From
which one?
From the town, because I sell equipment to the town and to DPW and the Oyster River plant.
Okay.
I think the school one.
So the school one
I'm fine
with.
I got nothing there.
I mean, that if we wanted to see with the school, probably just a superintendent or one or two people.
Yep.
Or if there's like a facilities person.
For the town, you probably get more people. It might
make sense. Town council, town manager, building official, facilities, these people.
No.
Zoning board, planning board, you're
not going to get all those people.
I'm just asking, are you trying to hit each of them or specific ones?
I think you want to talk to the town administration.
Okay.
So if you have the town council, then they need to post.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
And they can't have a forum.
Okay. Okay.
So I think what you want is the town manager,
uh-huh.
the director of public services, facilities superintendent, and the building commissioner. And I'll be there.
You've got, do I need to document this or can we, okay, because that sounds like a great, so someone just needs to ask the same questions to that group that we would be asking to the school board and there would be similar questions, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
You could also, if it's just questions you want to ask, you could give them a survey, for all those people.
I think it'd be nice to have them face-to-face meeting, it's always easier to get that. Mm-hmm. And we can use, like the recording devices?
Yeah.
Okay. Where, why?
I mean, for the town one, if you wanted to have it at like 4 o'clock, I can post it, whoever wants to come, or it's available, we're not figuring that out right now either.
I'm curious just to hear what that is, if we can come up with a list of questions and one of our next meetings as an agenda item, then anyone could do it. But I like the idea of any one of us, if it's going to be a public thing, any or all of us could show up.
Yeah,
that'd be fun.
If we post it, then we're
going. I would prefer that because I would like to be there. It's stuff I'm very interested in.
Yeah,
I just don't feel comfortable.
Yeah, cool. Yeah. But for the school, that's different, right? We're talking two people.
You can do it. That you can do it either way. I mean, if you want to do the same thing, post it.
Yeah.
Have a public meeting, you can. Or you could have one, just like a one-on-one interview.
Yep.
Whatever you want. We don't have to set that right.
Okay, cool.
How about based on what you told me, draft you a set of questions, and you can discuss it at your next meeting.
Awesome. Yes.
Wow.
Okay. Yes.
We love our staff person.
Do you want input from us?
Yeah, I'll draft them.
Okay.
And then I can send them out and we can talk about them.
Perfect.
I'm not saying that I won't send them out a week in advance of your meeting, but
It won't be in a Google Doc, so you'll have to send your comments directly back to Chelsea.
And you'll never know if all of us said the same thing.
That's very true.
That's okay.
Accidentally, but that can't happen. Can I turn on the light? Starting to get a little. Or is it just my eyes?
No.
I was thinking the same thing.
Okay.
See you close.
I left a meeting at work today. They tried to make us go in like a conference room with no windows at like 2:15. I was like, no. You can wait. And that's crazy.
Okay, so is that it for that one?
Yep. So other priorities and work tasks, that was, you had something that was this, right?
I'm very interested in this. I don't know anything about it.
Wasn't that what you said I could go under item F?
Yeah, so Chris just provided, because last time we talked about how I hadn't gotten any data yet.
Uh-huh.
So Chris offered to get some data. So this is what we have for solid waste. So.
And this is kind of the readily available public data from the website.
Mm-hmm.
There's more in-depth data available, and I sent a request for information to them so I can get more of that. They have older data that's more in-depth, but it hasn't changed that much. It's a couple of years old. I think this data is a bit suspect, because, and that's why I think we need to talk to John Schock or Linda. Is she the recycling coordinator?
Yeah.
I don't know how this accounts for transfer station versus hauling versus stuff that goes in bags or tags versus the trailers that go into, just into the dump area.
Okay.
So it's, I would take this with a grain of salt until we dig into it more. I wasn't here.
Are there any high level insights that you drew from it, regardless of if all of where the sources of recycling happen?
That is gross. Look at it compared to Warwick right below it.
That's about right. I'm guessing that our numbers, 500, are a bit suspect, because really the flagship in the state is Middletown, because they're a pay-as-you-throw community. And so I think we need to flush these out a little bit.
Yeah, we're missing a digit. Well, that's not us, never mind.
So Narragansett residents use our transfer station.
Yep.
And if you look at Narragansett's number, it's 959.
Yep.
Versus ours is 535.
Yep. Exactly.
I wonder if the share is off there.
Yeah, the share is off, or something is suspect there. Because having managed trash for a lot of years, pretty much across the board, it's 1,000 pounds per person in the Northeast, and not until you get in.
What?
Per person.
Per year?
1,000 pounds of trash per person per year.
Per year.
Yeah. And until you get into some kind of pay-as-you-throw, which the sticker program is sort of a pay-as-you-throw program, so your people that do that are probably just statistically down in the 700 pounds per year range, and then you get down to the 500s with a full pay-as-you-throw program, so.
So we'll wait and see if we can get some more data and then pick this up again maybe next month.
Yeah. Just kind of coming out on the tail of this, I saw the request, I did it. What was the discussion around this last month, and where do we want to go?
I don't think there was any discussion, because we were just waiting on the data.
Okay.
I think the committee maybe came from Hannah and said that we don't really have a solid understanding of what our recycling rates are right now.
Okay.
So it would be difficult to make recommendations about what could be done differently without having sort of...
Okay.
Right.
And
okay.
I thought
exactly.
It was more than just recycling. I thought we were looking at data in general to see what's happening in the state and and the town, whether it had to do with energy use, recycling, water, all sorts of data to have a baseline of what we're trying to impact and where we could have the greatest impact. So,
Chris, you said why is Middletown has such a low rate, and what's there?
They use a full-fledged pay-as-you-throw trash program. So you pay, I don't know what their cost is, but you pay for a bag at the store $2 or $2.50 or $3. And that the cost of that bag really is the cost of the disposal of the contents. Just psychologically, when you have a bag that you see in your kitchen bin every day and it's a bright orange bag or a bright blue bag, you're much more careful about what you throw in it than if you just have a random hefty bag and you don't worry about it and it's all included in your taxes. So by having that bag that you now associate some value with, of $2 or $3 or whatever it is, your family's much more likely to figure out how to keep stuff out of it, to recycle it or recycle textiles or do composting in the backyard or whatever. So that's why they're down in the 500s.
So how do they pick up that trash? I mean, you have a mechanical thing where the
it can still go in the same bin.
How do you know how many bags?
Doesn't matter.
You can buy the bags.
If you're a trash producer and you don't care and you want to spend the extra $5 a week for two additional bags, go ahead and do it. But at least you're paying to dispose of your own trash.
And supposedly the person operating the truck will notice if there's something put in the container
By law, all the trucks have to have video cameras in them anyway to watch for things like propane container, you know, real dangerous stuff. So there's no reason why that driver can't see that it's the town bag.
The white bag is an orange bag.
Right, yeah, exactly. So, and then the sticker program is sort of a pay-as-you-throw program. The problem with that is it's not a uniform size bag. You know, you put a sticker on, people get the biggest bag they can, or they rip the sticker in half and put half on one, half on the other, or they throw the bag in, pull the sticker off when nobody's looking.
Well, yeah, I mean, I use a trash can, so I mean, I go to the dump with a trash can and put my sticker in there, and, you know,
yep.
I guess it can, you know, sometimes say, well, you know, that can be more stuff in there than you can put
yep.
in, you know, so it's,
yep. So a true bag program. And then that allows a lot of additional things, like you can get into textile recycling and food waste programs and stuff that kind of piggyback on that.
Cool.
So we're going to continue to look at data collection that we need, or research and data that can support at least the three focus areas that we said were important to establish some sort of baseline of why we're choosing to have an impact there.
It helps inform the decisions that we make around how we spend our time.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm sorry, along the same lines, were we going to get or look at utility information or utility usage from the different departments? Like electrical consumption of...
Yeah, we have that data from URI, I think. For all the buildings.
Okay.
And then you have to go around telling them yours is higher than the other two.
Shame people.
Yeah, right. That usually works well. Shaming and guilt.
National Grid does it with that.
Oh, that your use versus
your
a
use.
I think they just put out a plot to say your usage is always higher than the average user.
I used to be good at my other house.
Did you actually come in underneath the average user?
I used to, but this house has central air.
Uh-huh.
And if there's already central air when you move in, you're going to use it. Well, I'm going to use it.
Yeah.
So I'm not strong enough for that.
That's
so it goes. I have solar now. They don't take the solar in to account, though, and they send those shameful letters out.
Yeah.
You're an energy glutton, yeah, but it's coming from the sun.
All right, I'm going to move on. Correspondence. The only correspondence that I received was from this woman, Sharon, and you know she's married to Rick Gold?
Gold, Sharon Gold, yeah.
Yeah.
So at the last town council meeting, which was Tuesday, Sharon Gold, I guess, sent correspondence to the council. She wants the town to implement sort of a no idling policy for town vehicles, including like police vehicles. So she sent a letter, some information about this device that you
put statistics and then this idle light.
Cars. Yeah. Uh-huh. So that, I didn't get that until Thursday of last week, so it's not on your agenda. So it'll be on your agenda for consideration and a recommendation of the council if you feel it's appropriate next week.
Cool.
And I think we I had asked to be on the agenda the wastewater manager.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And since we're talking about the town of waste, and since I live in a community where people want to start flushing stuff down the stream, is that the town of South Jamestown actually consider hiring a wastewater manager. We had one when it was funded by a grant at the same time that Charlestown and South Kingstown had. Charlestown decided to make that a permanent position. They have one. I spoke to the individual today, Matt Dowling.
Wow.
And it's his full-time position, and he uses half time of, I think, a person in the Parks and Recreation Department. And they basically send out notices, they monitor people's septic use. You have to be pumped every 3 years, And I like to think I'm kind of environmental, but once you wash, you kind of don't think about it. And, I can't say on the website my septic system is pumped.
I get letters every
3 years.
Yeah. Oh, really? Wow. I get them every, and then they schedule someone to come out.
Do you have an advanced system?
I do.
See, that's the thing. That might be the thing. I don't have one. I have a conventional septic system, and we used to get that for that also during that period of time. So anyway, and speaking of this guy, Matt, this is kind of made me wonder about that first comment today about the narrow river. I guess they have data that says 80% of the nitrogen going to the pond is from ISDS systems. And in my area, I went to Green Hill, and there are communities there that were set up in the 1950s and 1960s. Mm-hmm. And the possibility of septic systems have not changed since that time.
Yeah.
And it's dense population.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not even just Green Hill, Brown Woods Pond, all these areas that have older systems. So I think it's whoever's sending out the information for the advanced systems, maybe we should consider suggesting to the town that they expand that person's
distribution.
Their responsibility to start going back to including all systems.
I think it's supposed to be all systems. I want to say that they had a lapse in notice sending.
It's been a while.
But I feel like, and I don't know this for sure, I feel like I just recently heard that they are sending them out again soon, in the next couple months. But I could be wrong.
But this is just the thing I thought that it's...
Yeah.
Not having received one from that initial time and for a couple of... 3 or 4 year period when it was initiated and then it kind of disappeared. I thought it disappeared.
How does the town know when the last time an individual pumped their septic system
they
is?
They get records from the
inspectors
and the haulers.
Really?
And the pumpers will also will evaluate the system to provide an engineer also to do that. And if you don't, the system is failing, then you're required to repair it. And in Charles case, they also have funding available.
Yeah, we do too.
Really? Failing
I did not know that.
I did not know that either. To me, it seems like the businesses that do the pumping and all of the maintenance are incentivized just to sort of be in compliance.
Yeah.
But you guys are helping to be a tickler system for them to get more money anyways. You know what I'm saying?
They're either incentivized or penalized if they don't do these things.
Well, I think the homeowners get penalized. They get incentivized because they get money when they come out to...
You're increasing their business, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, Ryan, the infrastructure bank runs through each community, the community septic system loan program. So Kingstown has access to those funds as well. So it's some of the funds. It's not a grant, but it's a loan interest fund.
Cool.
All right, well, I want to bring that point up.
So maybe that's something I think could be added to the list of town questions. You know, how is,
yes,
how does the wastewater management monitoring work with the town?
I would also want to know more about how that subject intertwines with these, you know, the RIPTES water bodies and things like that as well. If that's something, like, if talking about, you know, they have to come up with recommendations and make plans to reduce pollution, I'm wondering if that would be a good place to fit in the recommendation of a wastewater manager or something. It seems like there's conversations that are kind of, could potentially already be happening, but if not, it would be good for us to bring it up.
So there is a position like that in the town?
It's not a full position. I just know that it's run through the Department of Public Services. I don't know who is specifically responsible for it.
You look like you're getting ready to say something.
If it was, I don't remember.
Okay. I thought you had a thought, and I just want to make sure that you got this right.
Yep.
Sharon had also asked about getting on the council or getting on the committee, and how did we get selected to be on the committee? And I said, well, there was a certain amount of positions. This is a relatively new committee. I said we would be exploring, not until October or November, the possibility of expanding, and I'm assuming that would be an open process again, just
yeah,
like
the same.
Yeah. So that's what I told her. She
the answer.
Seems very interested in, but also very detail oriented. So she's doing work, I guess, at the state and nationally, going down to DC.
Sharon Gold.
Yeah, she's married to a friend and colleague that I know, Rick Daniels. So it's like always confusing because her last name is not the same. But and I'm trying to remember where she works. I think she works for one of the universities. Is it?
I don't know.
Anyways, that was just the end of that. It was that request, and then she was asking me about this committee itself. So I think that's everything. Was there any other correspondence that you received or anything? Any announcements? Okay. Make a motion to adjourn.
Yeah, you don't have to move to adjourn. You can just adjourn.
Okay. So we're all good? All right. All right.
All right.
Meeting adjourned.